Today, the United States, together with our allies and partners, has reached a historic understanding with Iran, which, if fully implemented, will prevent it from obtaining a nuclear weapon.
President Obama just moments ago announcing the results of marathon talks in Lausanne, Switzerland, an agreement on the shape of the Iranian nuclear program. The next deadline is June 30th. That's when a comprehensive accord is supposed to be drafted. NPR's diplomatic correspondent Michelle Kellerman joins us from Washington. She's been monitoring all of this. And Michelle, this is the outline agreement. There were sticking points going into these talks. So what were they, and does the outline address them?
Well, it seems pretty specific, actually. I mean, the deal in general calls for limits on the nuclear program in Iran in exchange for some sanctions relief. We're hearing, for instance, on the issue of enrichment, that Iran has agreed to reduce by about two-thirds its installed centrifuges, and that these agreements will last for at least 10 years. Iran's foreign minister kind of spun it this way. He said, we don't have to close any facilities and sanctions are going to be terminated. But we do hear that there are going to be limits on some of the facilities like that in Fordo, which was one of the more controversial ones. The EU's foreign policy chief said that's going to be converted from an enrichment site to a technology center. And then on the heavy water reactor at Iraq, international experts are going to help Iran redesign and rebuild that plant and export spent fuel. So we're getting details emerging that are pretty specific.
Well, our security analyst Jim Walsh of MIT says it's more than was expected. What's your sense?
I think so as well. I mean, Philip Hammond, the British Foreign Secretary, already came out and said this is well beyond what many thought was possible. He called it a good basis for what he thinks will be a very good deal. And President Obama has been explaining to the American public that it's going to ensure that there's a year breakout, and that is that it would take Iran at least a year to create enough fissile material for one nuclear bomb. So this is a deal that the U.S. feels that it can sell to the American public, at least.
So some sanctions eased. We're hearing from the president and others that, for instance, that snag over what should happen to enriched uranium, it will be exported. Other stockpiles will be removed. But Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has already tweeted that any deal has to significantly roll back Iran's nuclear capability, stop its terrorism and aggression. Are critics like Netanyahu and members of Congress, what do you think their reception to this announcement is going to be?
Well, I mean, that's been one of the issues that the Obama administration has tried to keep these nuclear talks separate from the other issues of Iran's behavior in the region. So if they're, the critics are going to try to link these two, then that certainly is going to be a problem. The other issue is on sanctions. The members of Congress for sure are not going to be happy with some of the things that the Iranian foreign minister said today about sanctions being terminated. So we're already hearing President Obama making the case that there are going to be some snapback sanctions, that they'll go back into effect if Iran does not abide from that. But those are issues that we really haven't heard the details about.
And the details will continue to come in. NPR's diplomatic correspondent Michelle Kellerman, thank you so much.
You're welcome.